Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater Show. I'm your host, Reagan, aka the Man Hater, even though I don't hate men.
I'm Chesco.
Are you playing with that fidget toy? Put it away.
I will. This is a great. Do you know what this is called?
Annoying.
It's called a pain stim.
Okay.
Because it's sharp and spiky. And I found out that I believe that is one of my stims because I love it.
Pain?
But I don't, I don't, it's called, I don't, and that's, I made a joke in the video I made about my 3D friends I've been doing. I'm not into pain. That's not like a thing. But it is something that I stim with. Like, oh, if something is like hurting, like when I was,
great start.
There.
Go on.
When I was little, I used to pull my, like when my teeth were loose, I used to like pull them out. But I would like, because it was like, something that hurt, mm-hmm. I would like be wiggling it. Cause it was like a, that's what they like. That's one example. It was the same. Or if like, I hurt myself, I hurt my wrist mm-hmm. when I took the cast off, I will constantly like, it's now become a habit where I like push on the part where it hurts.
Oh my God.
It's that's very
the worst
weird.
Ever. Yeah, I would hate that.
Yeah, it's a very weird thing. Or if like I have like a stiff neck, I'll crack my neck when I shouldn't.
Chesco, we're learning too much about you.
Not Googled this at all. I just heard the word pain stim and assumed that's what this is talking about. So
God, I hope you're right.
If anybody knows, maybe I'm just a weirdo. I will put it away.
It's not great for audio, I'll tell you that. Also, speaking of bad audio, last week, friends, if you noticed, I was like screaming. It's because my mic was not fully plugged in. And
oh,
so,
no.
Yes. So it was picking up on the computer's microphone, which was trying very hard to get the audio levels correct. And so I tried to fix it in post, but it was still rough. So apologies.
I don't listen to our show ever anymore, so... I used
Chesco.
To be so adamant. Life is busy. That's our, it's so I.
You just upload it and you don't listen to it?
I have not listened to an episode of ours in probably a year.
I listen to every episode, even though I edit the episode.
Yeah. No, I should. I really should. Because people will make references to me and I'll be like, what are you talking about?
I can't believe you don't listen.
What if I make a mistake? I trust you.
You shouldn't.
You could be putting stuff in there that I'm like, oh no, I have no idea. I just hope for the best.
Great.
If any of you are making reference, and I also forget what we talk about immediately after.
That's true.
Because I've been uploading our episodes to Substack, my mm-hmm. Substack, just to try it out to get clips because it does auto clips for it.
Oh, nice.
And I'll see a clip and I'm like, oh, I don't remember talking about that at all. It's interesting. Reagan made a good point right there.
Chesco.
Well, because I think part of the allure of our podcast is that it's not this structured kind of like mm-hmm. thing where we think out everything we're going to say. We don't know what we're going to say till we say it.
Well, that's true, but you could listen to it.
I guess so. I mean, I used to, and it was very interesting. I'm like, because I'd laugh at jokes that I made.
I believe that to be true.
Because it would still be a surprise. Because jokes are only funny when you don't know what's coming. And my brain is so broken that I literally have no... I'm like, wow, how did I think of that? That's a funny guy. Or I'll say something stupid and I'm like, ah, oh, that was... Usually it's probably the cringier things. I'm like, you tried. You tried your best.
Oh, Chesco. Well, speaking of things we talk about, what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about why all the boys are so ugly. We're going to talk about why when you go in public, there's beautiful women everywhere, but women will not say there's beautiful men everywhere. According to this video, we're not critiquing this video. I think it's an interesting question and discussion. Maybe it will be. Who knows? I'll never listen to it again. Theme song.
It's time.
It's time.
So grab your popcorn, thank me later, don't want to miss it.
I had no idea you weren't listening to it.
I used to listen to it a lot. It's just I have a lot on my plate, Reagan.
I dedicate only the time we record.
No, here's the issue. I have long said I don't understand why I have a following online. I don't find myself very interesting because everything I'm saying seems like it makes sense to me, right? So nothing I'm saying is going to be like, I've never thought about it that way. I'm just hearing myself say something that I have absolutely overthought a million times for hours and pondered upon for years. So
wow,
there's no such thing as underthinking in my world, Reagan. So
okay.
That's wouldn't it true. Be better for me to like, what is my time better spent listening to books and expanding my horizons?
You read dragon smut.
I got invited to a smutty book club.
Please don't bring it into the podcast.
I won't, but I'm the only guy, and it's a bunch of moms from the school. And
oh,
I'm,
that's your dream.
I am the only guy. My wife said, Chesco will be really excited if you guys invite him because she doesn't like those books. And so they were like, yeah, well, he can go. And so I'm in a smutty book club with a bunch of moms. I am very excited about it. They were all welcome to have me in it. So we'll see. I've been the most active, I think, in the chat so far about.
Hey guys, can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, I do wonder how many, like, because I don't, I if any of them are like me and they don't save names like they should on those. I don't know who anybody is in the chat when they're talking. I know all the people.
Sure.
Like I know I've met them all. But I have no idea who's saying what. And it's kind of nice because I'm just reading these texts and I'm like, that's a great point. And there's no judgment there. It's an open book interpretation of what everyone is saying. And we haven't even started reading yet.
Until it comes up where you need to know who said what.
I want to be very clear. Even conversations I have with you, I'm like, who said, was that me or you that said that?
You don't remember a damn thing. And I can't double check it
because I'm not listening to our podcast.
There's been times I've been like, remember when you said that funny thing? And you go, what? What did I say?
Like, yeah, I'll be like, well, no, sometimes there are moments where I'm like, I said that out loud? And you put it in? You left it in?
I am very kind with what I don't put in, sir.
I've never said, have I ever said anything cancelable?
No. You've just said some strange, usually it's oversharing. Usually it's things that you should not say to thousands of people.
Yeah, I think it's because my brain definitely does not look at this podcast as being recorded for thousands of people to listen to. It's my conversation with my buddy Reagan.
It's just like a Zoom call.
It's kind of.
I know. The podcast
is just an excuse for me to, for us to like talk for an hour or two a week.
Multiple hours. And we never run out of things to say. Speaking of things to say, let's talk about the thing we're supposed to, which was boys are ugly. What did you say?
I think it was, Let's let my buddy Jason, I don't think Jason knows I exist. Let's let Jason know I exist. Or know I exist. Let's call Jason.
He comes on the call.
Roll him. Yeah, he pops on. I'm like, you surprised me this time. I don't think Jason has any cancelable attributes. Jason Park, he's an author.
Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of his stuff before. If there is anything bad, I haven't seen it. So I'm always terrified. I'm like, we're not canceling this person. And then I'll get an email. You're not canceling? Really? You're supporting this? I'm like, I don't fucking.
He killed 500 women. You're like, oh no. Wait,
perfect example of this. I stitched someone the other day and I'll tag someone when I don't think there's any reason not to tag them. Typically, I don't send people to like these shitty dudes.
Right.
And somebody was like, you know, that's like the head of the Republican blah, 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 something. And I was like, oh, nope. I just thought it was okay, I'll unstitched or untagged. Oopsies.
Sorry about that. Had no idea.
Did not know that. Did not. I just thought it was a silly little street interview that was, that wanted to give credit.
I know. I've had a couple of those where I'm like, oh, God, no, I did not know who that was.
So I genuinely do appreciate people letting me know when somebody is terrible. Like, because I'll be like, oh, this person's great. And they'll be like, they murdered a deer on live. Or I'm like, oh, no. I mean.
I can never believe that was an example. They killed Bambi's mom on live.
Did you not know that? That was the hunter from the movie. That's who they based it on. I'm like, oh man, I thought this was just about like supporting the library. I'm so sorry.
So, oh shit.
As far as I am aware of, Jason is not a terrible person.
You're so, gonna eat your words.
Correct me in the comments. if I'll let me know and I'll learn my lesson.
Jason killed the guy.
Not like I'm listening to those episodes, so
I won't read the comments either. So
yeah. I do read the comments. Sometimes. So that is sometimes. Some of you are mean, by the way.
We have been roasted by many of you.
Yeah. I don't know why. I have a very thick skin when it comes to like my personal pages. Mm-hmm. But the mean comments on the podcast, even if it's like about you, I get so, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Because it feels, I don't know, this podcast feels like it's like, hey, we're hanging out with our buddies.
Yeah. It is like, weird because it's like, yeah. It's like if you're hanging out with a bunch of friends, but you two are the only ones talking, and then someone just shouts out like, loud and ugly.
Yeah. I fucking hate your hair. It's like, oh, God, Stan, sorry, Judith. It's weird to me that someone would listen to us for an hour that hates us. You know what I mean? Like, I understand a 30-second clip on TikTok.
Yeah.
How that could just come across. And they're in the time it wrote the comment, they've watched the whole video.
Yeah.
But, like, it's weird to me. Like, if it's a comment 45 minutes into the show, and to know that there's someone that's just been, like, waiting for their moment the entire time to be like, ah, there it is. Fuck you and that thing you said.
Well, it's just, like, it's almost sometimes it's like, I like what you say. I just think you're hideous.
Yeah. I also think there's an interesting thing that only exists on social media where people are like, I agree with everything you've ever said, but this one thing is why I will never listen. And it's not even like a controversial thing. It's like something small that goes up. But you said this, and now I don't think I'll ever look at you the same way.
You said you don't like the sand on the beach, Chesco. Yeah. And
you said you like chunky peanut butter.
You bastard.
You motherfucker. I can never listen. Well, I made a comment, and people said this, and I think they were I hope they were joking. I'm not joking. I think orange Tic Tacs are my favorite candy. I made a video about it.
Shut it down. Turn this off.
I love orange Tic Tacs. Like, I've never been like, anytime I'm at the gas station, if I see them in the front, I'll be like, I can go for some orange Tic Tacs. And you know how long that'll last? Till I get home.
Oh my God. You're popping them like a fiend.
Yeah, but I don't get them that often. It's only when I'm getting gas, which is like once every week or two.
I'm learning too much about your rituals.
But I consume a lot of orange Tic Tacs, but some people were like angry about it. And I think they were, I'm pretty sure they were joking.
I consume a lot of orange Tic Tacs. Yeah. Let's watch our video, please. Please.
Jason, roll it.
Women say 80% of men are below average in attractiveness. Okay, I have a question about this, but I'm going to need everybody to be normal about it. You see that stat floating around on certain areas of the internet that you really should avoid, and it apparently comes from dating apps saying that the distribution looks something like this, that men rate women along what is kind of a basic bell curve, but that means they find most women attractive, where they say women find hardly any men attractive. So here's my question, and again, I need everybody to be normal about this. Women, when you are out at a place that is crowded, let's say a shopping mall, someplace where you're going to see hundreds of people, on an average trip, how many men do you see that are so attractive that you kind of stop and do a double take? In other words, their looks are striking. Because based on just having spent time around men all of my life, in the course of walking through a shopping mall or just a busy day out and about, we may see, I don't know, 10 such women. And in fact, online, whenever people start talking about Sydney Sweeney, you'll see some troll come up and say, well, I've seen prettier girls than her working the register at a gas station. And the thing is, that's absolutely true. But I don't mean that in a sense to denigrate Sydney Sweeney at all. Completely setting aside all of the gender war stuff and guys using these stats to prove that their lives are harder, I'm just fascinated in this difference in life experience. The experience of just walking around outside and having to stop and look and say, wow, look at that person. And I genuinely get the sense that most women would be shocked by how often it happens for most guys, mainly because it seems like they're consistently surprised by who we find attractive. So I am opening up this question to all people of all genders and all sexualities. How often does that happen for you, just being out and about and doing a double take at somebody's attractiveness?
I got a comment. Jason, the last photo Jason used is Mrs. Incredible. I mean,
hear me out.
Hear me out. She's got it going on.
There is, yeah.
She's got the Pixar booty.
Yeah, my only critique, yeah, Miss Incredible is absolutely in my, like, she is a... My cartoon character rankings, I guess, if you were to have one. Like,
that's
if you were, like,
an
have,
episode
like,
for a different time. I'm going to need to know who's on this.
Ugh. I'd have to think about it a little bit, but yeah, Miss Incredible will be one of them. But my only critique of this is that, like, the claim that men are, like, appreciative of all these different women, when the stats are no, men are appreciative of 20-year-old women, right? Like, it's like the stats also show that they stop. Like, it's such a that's a thing that's always been weird to me. Mm-hmm. Is like, as we've talked about this a little before, but like, as I get older, the women I find attractive get older, right?
100%.
I have literally zero attraction when I see a 20-year-old,
right?
Like, there's nothing there. Like, it's not
their babies.
I can say, like, oh, that is a beautiful person, right? Like, sure. I can there's difference between, we've talked about the difference between beauty and attraction, but there was zero, like, lust, I guess would be the right word. That says it's a weird thing to talk about, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not,
it's like, oh, I could babysit you. Like,
yeah. So I do think that's an important, like, stipulation here is that I don't think that it's unless it's all, if somehow we were going to get the psychology of it, because I do think most men are saying who they find as attractive as a performance for other men, and I think that's where that age kind of thing comes in there. Because I think there are beautiful women absolutely everywhere, and it's a weird thing because I didn't want to argue against that point.
Right, like,
I do think there are, because there was a guy, I don't want to start off by rambling too much, but I made a post a while back critiquing the rankings, the 1 through 10 rankings.
Right.
And I said, look, if you're gonna look at rankings, like, to be a top 10, to be a 10, you'd be in the top 10% of women, right? That's right. To be in a 9, top 20%. And they're like, no, it's a bell curve. And I'm like, there's no objective, there's no fucking, that's stupid. Like, it's like, I was like, no, I think it would make more sense if you did it by, like, rationing all,
sure.
I think number rankings in general are stupid because a 10 for somebody could be a 3 for somebody. There's no objective way.
No,
to
they're
measure,
made up. Yeah.
These sort of things. But my point was, I was arguing that, like, yeah, there's 10s everywhere. Like, if you were to go around to any crowded area, there are beautiful people, like, objectively. And I mean objectively in the sense that there are somebody there that I don't think you could reasonably say, and I mean, and different ages, different body types, different races, all those things. There's going to be someone there that's beautiful. And they were arguing, they're nowhere. I see a 10 maybe once every 3 months. So there is this weird, like, debate. Okay. And there were other guys who were really mad at me for saying that there were a lot of 10s. So it's interesting that the way that Jason framed it, though, I don't think he got as much pushback. I think it's because it came out of my mouth. In the way,
I think it's also because he was focusing and centering men not being found attractive, where you were focusing on women are attractive.
Right.
I have said this a million times. I think these men want to be on yachts. I think they want to be wine and dine, because why do they always talk about that shit? They're like, oh, you women always get invited on yachts and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm like, do you want to go on a yacht, Greg?
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, do you want
to? Absolutely. Wants to go on a yacht. I want to go to Dubai.
I don't even know where that is.
The dumbest thing about it to me is, like, I know a lot. I mean, I'm in social media. Like, I have, like, this is an, I'm in LA. Mm-hmm. I know beautiful people because they, like, part of being in the industry of entertainment, there's a lot of beautiful people in it. They act like all of these women are getting invited on yachts and cruises and private jets constantly. And I remember once I was like, am I that out of the loop? And they're like, No, I've never been fucking invited to Dubai on a private jet. But they act like this is just your standard everyday happening for all women.
There is an expectation if you are boarding a plane to go to a country. I can guarantee there's an expectation of what that man thinks he will get. So that's women all know that as well. Mm-hmm. It's very rarely they just want to hang. You want to just come to my house?
You want to come with me on a private jet to – on a 23-hour plane? I don't know how long the plane ride is. How far is Dubai?
I don't know.
I want to Google that now. What's the plane ride from Los Angeles to Dubai length? 19 hours. I wasn't that far off.
Who wants to be trapped in a prison with a man you don't know?
Yeah, for 19 hours.
Because you're captive at that point.
It reminds me, do you watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I used to. I don't watch it recently. Yeah,
I mean, I haven't watched it in like a while. Yeah. Like the Dennis system
the
too.
Dennis and he would talk about.
Yeah, but he would talk about like they were going on a cruise, and he was like, "Yeah, and you're captive on a boat, or they got a boat."
That was
one time.
That was when he did because of the implication.
Yeah, I think that's what they kept saying. He kept saying something, but,
and they're like, "Dennis, are you taking these women hostage?"
So yeah, what are you fucking? And it was funny because they were making fun of that. Yes. Like they're mocking how horrific
Dennis is,
that
is,
right? It's really dark humor, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But it's you have to kind of go in with that experience. But that's what it feels like with these guys. They're they took that as like dating advice,
yes,
as opposed to it being a parable about the evilness of how really shitty something that you don't realize is really horrible and shitty actually is.
Okay. So here's what I have to say.
To answer the question, I guess back on topic.
So I think I'm a lesbian, obviously, but I think a lot of people are attractive. I just don't want to touch everybody.
Right.
But I think a lot of it is that there's an expectation of women to do their makeup, do their hair, dress nice, get their brows done, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I think that is the expectation, and it is looked at as not taking care of yourself if you don't. Whereas I think a lot of men can just exist more.
Mm-hmm. If you want a great example of that, it's morning drop off at school. At the school and there are obviously there are exceptions to this,
sure,
but it's like if you every single dad there looks like they literally they're wearing basketball shorts or sweatpants, and like their one eye is still like half closed with boogers in it. It's like they look rough. Versus there are the majority of the moms are either like fully done up and ready to go for the day, or are like in gym outfits, like matching gym outfits. There's like all sorts of like it is very very clear who's been up for 2 hours and who woke up a minute before drop off to get the
At my daughter's school, there is a guy who I see, and honestly, more power to him, okay? But every time I see him at drop off, he pops out of that truck and he has what can only be assumed as he's skinned Cookie Monster, but he has this bright blue robe. And pajama pants. I mean, it's piercing, like bright blue. Mm-hmm. And he just rolls out of his car in his robe and slippies. And he's like, there you go. And then he sends the kids out. And I'm like, you know what? Good for you. Good for you for not caring at all.
I will say, in my defense, because I also would look like that, when we, the way our, my arrangement with my wife is like, I do all the morning routine. So I get the kids out of bed. I get them dressed for school. Mm-hmm. I make them about breakfast. And then when she comes down is when I'm getting like their lunches and stuff ready for the day. And so, and then she takes them to school. Mm-hmm. So I do look pretty terrible at that point, but that's only because I'm 2 hours into the.
I was there for the 2 hours.
I was there. I was getting ready.
I was in the trenches.
Yeah, it was. It's a good arrangement, I think, because then it's like then she's ready to go for the day. She's good. And she's, you know, feeling good. And then I am.
We love that for her.
Yeah.
I mean, you were the one that brought up that specific scenario. I was not saying you were the blue robe man.
But part of it, I think it is like we've never actually even talked about it, but there is a judgment on women that if she showed up looking like I was looking in that morning. Mm-hmm. People, but there is this silent, if not or even overt judgment on women versus when a dad shows up looking like that, they're like, what a good dad. Mm-hmm. Look at him. He's alive and here. He's present.
He's a present father.
He's a present
father. The kids have one shoe on.
He's a super dad, right? He is doing everything.
Truly.
For, I mean, that's a whole separate discussion we can get into. But I was on a podcast. If you know Suzanne Lambert, she has a podcast, Mean But True. It was on. I don't know when the episode's coming on, but I am not looking forward to how I answered the last question because she said, like, what's something – I wasn't ready for it. She's like, what's something you like about yourself, like something positive? And I was like, oh, that's the worst thing to ask me. That's not how we do that. No, and I was like – I said, I'm a good dad. I feel like, I think I'm a good dad. Yeah. And she was like, oh, why do you think that? And I was like, oh. And I did not know how to, because it's such a weird, I was like, because I'm present. I was giving the most like low bottom of the line. I am not looking forward to how it's going to sound.
I didn't let them die.
Yeah, I was like, I said, oh, the bar is so low for dad. And it was like, I started like insulting myself. It was weird because I was feeling so uncomfortable about bragging, quote unquote, about something nice about myself.
That she asked you to?
I downplayed it so bad that I think I sound like the shittiest father that's bragging about. I'm not, I don't know, maybe I'm overplaying it. I shouldn't even, now I brought this up. Now people are going to listen to it when it comes out. But I have a feel, I'm hoping they cut it. I hope they edit it out. It was such a shitty answer. It's rare that I'll leave and be like, what the fuck did you just say? And that was, I walked in my car just like numb, like, because the interview I think went really well.
Yeah. I've had some bad answers before. Yeah, you don't usually compliment yourself, so that's a tough one.
It was real. I freaked. My brain was like, nope, this is not – there's nothing you can say about that's going to be good there. And I ended up – it was just – I don't know. I got so stuck in my head about calling myself a good father as if like that's like the worst thing you can say.
Why did I say that?
Why did I say that, idiot? To the point, I do think it is. I think that's a great example though of a real life where you can see it. But you're right, and it's there's data that talks about how most women that do themselves like makeup and everything are not doing it for men. They're doing it for other women, right? It's the whole like kind of in both negative and positive ways.
Sure.
That there's more. It's very rarely to attract men.
Right.
It's more so like it's about performance of gender and all those kind of things.
Right.
But to the point about Menda, I do think it's not surprising to me. I think that you could go to a crowded area and not see a lot of men that are like done up. Right, because I don't think you see. Because it's so. You know how uncommon it is that when in my 20s, a guy that was like very nicely done, they created a fake sexuality for it. Do you remember that? Metrosexuals.
Oh my god!
It was like whoa! Men are clean.
Did you use body wash?
Yeah, are using body wash and are dressed. You wearing like clothing that looks nice on them. Whoa. This is a new sexuality of men. Like
there's a new fad.
It's so absurd when you think about it. It's not just like a well-kept man, a guy that likes
to be nice. That. Like,
yeah. He's a metrosexual. This is
what
a
does that
whole
even
new,
mean though?
I don't even
I
know
never it questioned make, it at the time, but
yeah.
You're saying but, like your city sexual.
I don't know. That is, hold on, I'm going to Google it. Metrosexual San Francisco treat. An urban dwelling man who invests significant time and money in a grooming fashion and appearance, bridging traditional gender grooming norms. So I do think that gets to the point of like the quote unquote traditional, the expectation is that men don't have high grooming standards.
Why is sexual you know, in there?
I know. I think part of it's got to be there's obviously this is us not saying this is a good terminology, by the way. I want to be very clear. I'm making fun of the fact that it creates a portmanteau of metropolitan and heterosexual. So that's where I found. But I do think that The fact that I have now a 15 video series on men shitting themselves may also be a data point for what we're discussing right now.
I told my mom about that. I was like, "Did you know this, Mom? That men shit them?" And she's like, "What? What do you mean?" And I was like, she goes, "Why?" I was like, "Because they think it's gay to touch their buttholes." She was like, "Oh my God." She didn't believe me. She had to look it up. I was like, you don't want to look it up, Mom.
There was a guy that made a video about, and I might stitch it. I haven't decided yet because I'm still worried that this is becoming my entire brand.
You've done a lot of online content on this.
I have, like 15, and I think the problem is I've only done 15 videos out of like 500 videos during that time, but all of them have gone viral.
They're memorable.
They're memorable. But there was a guy that talked about, he was like, I think I'm doing a pretty good job. Like, all right, I feel like it was a genuine question. He was like, I kind of like put some soap there and kind of like credit card it with like.
What?
He was like, and I think that does a good job. It was like, the credit card technique for cleaning your ass. He was like basically swiping his hand up and down with soap.
Making very little contact with anything.
I was like, I feel like I have to do a gentle parenting video about.
Don't you dare make a video about how to wash
your butt. Like a one-on-one about how to clean your butt. Like I feel like.
Sick.
I feel like it might be like a public service at this point.
How do they not? But is it really an issue they don't know how, or they just don't care?
I don't.
I saw.
Both?
Hold on.
Maybe?
I saw a video. It was about a woman who she like kept going to her boyfriend's house, but she was noticing like there wasn't toilet paper. Like when she'd be in the house, she noticed that there just wasn't toilet paper. And I guess they went to her house mainly, so she wasn't using the restroom. But finally she was like, she thought maybe he had wipes or something. And she's like, I finally investigated. I couldn't find anything in his bathroom. And she was like, so what do you do? He's like, nothing. Nothing. He does nothing, Tresco. He just would go to the bathroom and wash his hands and call it a day. And then, like, he said he sometimes would deal with it in the shower. Oh, my God. Run. Run.
And I think a bigger issue here.
If that's not a big issue, then what is?
It's not like, there are animals that they eat so much fiber that they don't get poop stuck to themselves. I don't think these men are eating enough fiber. I think these men are eating low-fiber diets
and walking
around with spackle in their pants. I have a theory, and this is a video I said I was going to stitch. Wait, do you want to say something before I go on my theory?
I want to die right now, actually. Okay. Go ahead.
There was a video that showed that men and women fart the same amount. Like, they tested it. And someone, and I was like, I have a theory then. Why is it more? And it goes to like the whole video series.
Don't you dare say what I think.
Noticeable than when men are doing it, mm-mm, right? If we're all farting the same, if we're all like producing the same amount of gas, is it because the farts traveling through a bunch of like
debris?
Poopy diapies, like poopy undies? Like, is it? It has to be, right?
This is my nightmare. This is my actual nightmare.
But it has. That's the only, like, why do they smell?
And they eat like death.
They eat like death. Because, like, if you eat a bunch of terrible things, you're going to have, like, it doesn't, you don't need to have poop in your butt for it to have a smelly. Putting a messy fart is a whole nother thing. To have a smelly toot. But, like,
Don't say toot now. We're way past toot.
Okay. But I feel like it's got to be connected, right?
I'm sure it's all connected. You can't help. If they're not wiping, they're not washing, they're eating horrible diets, they're not getting fiber, they're probably not getting any greens.
You know what I mean? But like, because like if I were to-
It's Red Bull and nightmares.
If I were to like blow through a cotton candy, it would smell like cotton candy. Right. Versus if I just blow in someone's face, it's there's not a lot of smell there, right? Assuming you have good oral hygiene as well.
Which we don't assume with these men, clearly.
I wonder if they're flossing. Are men flossing?
Oh, if they're not wiping their buttholes, they're not flossing.
They can't be, right?
No.
They're not flossing anywhere, right? They just feel like cracks
are
for
nothing. They're credit
carding. They're all the credit. Yeah, he can't credit card his teeth.
Yeah. Maybe he can.
Yeah, I was not super consistent with flossing when I was younger, mm-hmm. like as a teenager, because mm-hmm. I was a dumb, you know, kid. When I started flossing regularly, when I got my first ever cavity, I didn't get my first ever cavity until I was like 19 or 20, mm-hmm. and I didn't have dental insurance, so I was like, I gotta get on this. I was lucky. I was blessed with non-cavity teeth. I should have had more cavities. Sure. I was not good about it. And then I started doing it. I'm like, the amount of shit that I floss out of my teeth daily was just sitting. For people that don't floss, it's just sitting there. It's just sitting there.
It's terrible. My dad was a dentist. That's terrible.
It's terrifying to me.
Oh, there's so much food in people's mouths. I don't know which is worse, the flossing or the butts. This is just a no-win situation for me. God, I agree with you. I think the lack of cleanliness down there is attributing to.
It's got to be.
I also think they're like really into doing it, whereas maybe women are less like, I feel like they just let them rip versus women, right. Maybe.
I guess the explosiveness of it is more of if you were a trickled out, if you're more of a crop duster versus a bugle player, then I get that is a I would imagine a more explosive force would cause more debris to exit.
This is a nightmare, Jessica.
Which could explain skitties as well, for if that's what they're doing. I mean, I'm not going to pretend I'm not a gassy individual, but I don't have skid marks.
That happened to a guy.
I will do a public reveal of my underpants.
Sick. Don't ever say that again. That was freakish to say. There was a guy on Survivor who I think he might have been thinking he was letting out a toot, but he shit himself. And then he's like, starts walking. They're just like, they're in the, they're like around the campfire. And he's like standing there. He's just like, oh. And then the person's like, are you good? He's like, well, we'll see. And he just like walks off. And then is washing himself in the ocean. And I'm like, oh my God.
The most, all right, I'm friends with, for people, Shaheen Davari was on a couple seasons ago, and mm-hmm. he's a friend of mine I've mentioned before, longtime friend, before any of the social media or Survivor became a thing. He had a video that talked about when you had an upset tummy on the island. And he was like, he said he has a hairy butt. And the way he described it, I can't remember the exact wording, but he was like, imagine like getting peanut butter in your beard.
Okay, I cannot. I'm editing that out. That is foul. We have gone too far. You're making me want to scream.
But that's for the.
How did we get here? We were talking about we're not on the Patreon right now.
I know. I just felt like that was kind of the kind of stuff we share on the Patreon.
Let's get back to the attractiveness of men. Okay, no,
so
more buttholes.
I think the point is, if they won't clean their asshole,
yes,
it's not surprising that they're not like.
Doing their beards.
Grooming their beard. And
right.
I get it my entire life, because I tend to shape my beard. Mm-hmm. And it was, I remember it was so funny. I would go to spaces when I was doing like slam poetry. I remember getting this comment all the time. We're like, all right. And as the metrosexual, I was called a metrosexual
Jesus Christ. The
time. Because they're like, look at you, look at, man, that's, and it was really said nicely, like, right. Look at you, who are you trying to impress?
Big boy.
And I was like, myself. And that's the whole thing. Like, all right, last thing on wiping your ass. One of my first comment, like the ending lines I said in these videos was that I wipe my ass for me. All right, I keep a clean shop for me, right? The fact that it benefits anyone around me is a secondary effect. Right? It is important to me, for me. That's self-love right there, right?
Well,
that is self, not having a rashy, cakey butt is self-love.
But it also is hatred towards women to making them deal with your dirty butt.
There was I made that other bit that was hygiene abuse is like a thing, and it's not talked about enough. Ugh. And I do think it absolutely is a controlling kind of way of like demeaning.
I'll tell you. gay men take very good care of their bottoms when dealing. Now, I know that's a little different, but I'm just saying, like, I can't imagine having a dirty bottom.
No.
Like, and just being like, let's do this thing, like, so confidently.
I remember, like, I'm not going to be too specific, but, like, whenever I was going to be with somebody and I felt like they might be, I'm that's not my thing. It's not my kink going to that particular area. But if you're on the other, like, if you're on the other side of the parking lot, I'm trying to be very specific here. But that's close enough, right? If they were going to go to the other side, if I thought there was a chance that they might be visiting that parking area, I would be like, excuse myself and like make sure it was like the cleanest. I wanted it because I like, theoretically, if it's going to happen, you're going to want them to have a return visit in the future, right? You don't want it to be like a one-time thing.
And sir, then I've like, been to your back parking lot. I shan't be returning.
Yeah, well, I want to be clear. When they're visiting the front parking lot, it's close enough that I didn't
want there to be real about parking lots. If you're in the front parking lot, you're somewhere near the back parking lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's still the vicinity is still, yes. You know, our biology is very, I don't know if you know this, but inches away, right? It's not that far.
It's horrifying. How could you do that to someone?
But it's so like I would like always excuse myself if I felt like it was heading that way and be like, I need to make sure this is the cleanest I've ever been.
The best parking lot
in
that's ever
any
been.
Way, it needs to smell good. It needs to look good. It needs to be like as good. And that's an instance where it wasn't just for me, right?
Right.
But there wasn't a lot to do because I showed up. For me.
You were already clean.
I was ready to go.
The parking lot was pre-clean.
Right? Even if it was no one in the world, and for most of my life, there was nobody seeing it, right? For a lot.
No one was involved. You know,
no one was involved. I was very bad about talking to people and getting to that area.
No one was invited to this parking area.
Yeah, there were plenty of invitations. I just was bad at letting them know that the invitation was open. I was very nervous and awkward as a youth.
I can't like I, it just feels like so many. Of
I'm the, having regrets about this episode, by the way.
It's bad.
I guess it, go
it's
ahead,
too late
sir.
Now.
There's so many,
it's
yeah.
way too late. But I definitely feel like so many of the men who are supposedly desperate for special times with ladies, don't even do anything to keep that area ready for said lady to arrive.
And the fact that there have been a lot of women, I'm just thinking about the comment sections, that are like, there are many that are shocked, and I think they should be shocked. I don't want to ever normalize it to the point, but there were a lot of women that were like, yeah, every guy I've ever been with is kind of smelly. They're kind of just like, it's not like...
Mm-mm. No.
No. I don't get it.
I don't allow. I don't want to. I can't. There's a reason that
don't
I
don't read the comment sections of those videos. Don't go to that playlist.
That's
I labeled. I labeled the playlist of it on TikTok. I'm sorry. That's all it says.
Going back to the main point, I do think we have to get away from buttholes. But I also think that it is.
Hey, you have to get away from buttholes.
What? What does that mean?
Don't speak for me.
What?
That's one of those jokes that I was talking about earlier where I'm like, I would have probably edited that joke. If this was like if I was making a TikTok, I would make that joke while recording so that I don't script a lot of stuff. That would have hit the cutting room floor.
We'll see. What I was going to say is I feel like, I don't know, I'll get your perspective on this as well. Like when I was growing up, there was so much pressure from a very young age to like to look a certain way, like straighten my hair, put on makeup, wear contacts, look like the other girls. Like it was constant. Like, and it was both the girls that I wanted to look like, and it was the boys that like you were trying to impress, and it was society telling you what you were supposed to look like how you were naturally was not right and you needed to fix it. I feel like that pressure is not on boys in the same way. Like maybe to be sporty, maybe like physically, like to be, I don't know. Like how did you have a lot of like look wise?
Yeah, I was an autistic fat kid. I absolutely was like I hated my like not to get too down, but like I absolutely was like I'd look at, and I had and that, to the point I, you know, I never thought about it, I never explored it with a therapist or anything like that. But like when I to the point when I lost like at one point I lost like 80 pounds when I was at my super skinniest, and I remember at the time I'll look at pictures of me, I'm like I need to put on like at least like 20 more pounds, but at the time I remember like still thinking I was like, you look disgusting, right? You look so and it was that's I think the fat body in our society is so stigmatized, I think, and so there it definitely exists for men.
Sure.
I always don't want to be careful in how I speak about things. My perspective is going to be skewed by the fact that I am constantly my entire life kind of figuring out how to human, right? And I was like, I would take everything a lot personally, but I'm sure it definitely does affect boys. It's still there.
Sure.
I think it's less socially acceptable for men to talk about their body dysphoria, and it's not. And that's poor men, right? This is not me saying, but I do think there is a part of the problem with why, which causes men to fall into these manosphere kind of circles, is that there is a stigmatization about opening up about these things, about talking about these sort of things to other men, to anybody. And so it feels like it's not a problem, I think, because, and so it's the man up, it's the whole, you shouldn't talk about your feelings, you're not supposed to care about those sort of things. So I think part of me even wondering, is this an autistic thing? Is because of the fact that I'd never heard other men talking about it.
Right.
Right. None of them ever did. And I'm sure it existed, though. The pressure was still there.
I'm sure it did. I just noticed a lot that, like, there was more leeway with how boys looked. Like, there was more space.
As we become men, it's especially prevalent. Like, the fact that the dad bod is an actual, like, term of endearment now for men, versus you don't hear mom bod
as
in the same way. Like, it's women are still no matter if they're, and it's like having children is a hugely transformative thing for a body, right? It's a huge physical act, yet women are still expected at any age, at any time of their life, no matter what the complications, no matter what hormonal implications are, no matter to quote unquote bounce back,
right?
As if there's only one state of being, and that's as a 20-year-old woman, right? Yeah. With no children. That's the only, versus men are allowed to age, right? I have not had any pressure to get Botox, right? I have not had any. I'm 44 years old, right? And there's been zero pressure on me to do any sort of body modification. I'd say the one thing for men would probably be is hair, is where that's a for pretty sure. openly talked about thing. But other than hair and height, probably I think as far as it
doesn't bother you any 6'5".
But aside from those two things, I do think weight is a huge weight, wrinkles, body hair, right? There's even smell, like to the point we were talking about. It's all of those sort of things are accepted as part of being men versus obviously our society. Like as we age, women especially get it harder because there is no allowance for women to age. And there's even a level of misogyny, I think, what happens when a celebrity comes out to a red carpet without makeup, and they're like, she's so brave.
Pamela Anderson, that.
That's a great example. And I'm like, God, if I came out for the first, wearing no makeup, and it was like 20,000 articles about how brave I was, I'd never go out without makeup again. I'm thinking as a man, I'd be like, God. Right. Because it felt like I get why it was out there. I know there's nuance to this conversation, but there is a level of misogyny there because it was like she could not even exist in a state without makeup without it being this huge deal from everybody.
Then what do we think? What do we think the difference is?
Makeup in our society is acceptable for women. Yeah. It's frowned upon.
It's like
for
almost
men.
Expected.
I think makeup is a in general is a very transformative tool that we have. So I would be surprised. And because it's so not even socially accepted, but socially like pushed, right?
Right.
On women to do that and to have certain hairstyles. Like, you know, most men I know go to Supercuts for a $10, $20 haircut.
Yes.
Versus most women I know. Yeah. go to like $200 style, they spend more money on it. So it's like all of that, the makeup, mm-hmm. The pressure, especially on women to maintain their bodies, the pressure on women to have different outfits versus most guys I know will have a hoodie that they wear, you know, including myself. I wear the same three or four things over the time, and there's no judgment on me for doing that.
Right.
Versus I know, and it's bringing up autism too. Like, as autistic community, we like to have our comfort clothes, right? Mm-hmm. And I know autistic women I've talked to have had a lot of issues with it because of the fact that they do get a lot more judgment. Oh, you're wearing that same thing again?
Right.
Versus I will literally wear the same. I'll have 8 shirts that are exactly the same, and I'll wear it every single day. Mm-hmm. Not a single comment will show up in my comment section about it.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. I think it's a result of a lot of the sexist standards we have for women of all ages, mm-hmm. to exist in their bodies differently.
I also think it's that men often are trying to fit like what men think is attractive too. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like so much of what they do is like mm-hmm. for the male gaze. And so mm-hmm. it's like, I would not find that attractive.
Right. I just did think of a pretty important point also that we probably should hit on. Well, I think when we're talking about he said doing a double take and everything, uh-huh. there is a – men can go out in public uh-huh. and be on the hunt, quote unquote, on the hunt.
Right.
Right. There's no question about their safety. There's no question about someone – if someone is beautiful –
right.
That's it. They're a good they right. looks up versus the reality is the discussions you have with women are often like, it's not just is he good looking, is that if I look at that guy twice, is he going to follow me to my car?
I'm being hunted.
Right. Honestly, I mean I think that's a part of the discussion that's probably also important, like that you can't just look at it in a vacuum, right? That when you know, I don't want to speak for women. You can speak on this better than I can. But when you're in public, existing as a woman in a public space, there's more to it than is that guy good looking.
I definitely think you're more defensive than you are like offensive. Like, to your point mm-hmm. of like being on the hunt, I think in mm-hmm. public, like, you're thinking a lot about yourself and like not making eye contact or like, ooh, that guy's weird. Like, I'm always scoping out like. I'm constantly dealing with weird dudes out in public. Mm-hmm. And so it's like you are thinking a lot about that, whereas a lot of men don't feel like mm-hmm. they're being looked at or don't feel like they're essentially the prey of the situation.
Right.
So they are looking around to see who's out there. They are looking mm-hmm. at women. And I don't think women necessarily have the freedom to do that, nor do mm-hmm. they have the capacity because they're also taking in all these other factors every time they're out.
I don't know if you remember, I made a video, this is like 2 years ago, so don't feel bad if you don't remember. But I was waiting for my car to get fixed, and I went to a coffee
shop. Tall drink of water?
Yeah. Yes, you do remember it. But once again, but that the point there is like, I never once, like there were these three older women catcalling me, like essentially, like they were like, look at you. And never once was I like worried about my safety. Never once did I question.
That was your mistake.
Yeah, I know. But never once did I question whether or not I could exit the situation safely or walk away without mm-hmm. Anything. It was literally one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
Like, it was
one of my
cute.
Favorite moments. Like, when I need a happy moment, I think about these old ladies like catcalling me, right? Like, it's such a cute thing, right?
Yeah.
But once again, that goes to exactly mm-hmm. the same situation. I guarantee the situation's reversed. Where all these older men are like, well, look at you, look at blah, 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 whatever it is they're saying, it would not be this cute little nice moment.
I did have one time, I went out to breakfast, it wasn't that long ago, but I was out with my friend, and it was like a first watch or something, and we were eating, and this old man came up to me and like tapped like right next to my, like on the table corner, and he's like, you're going to make your husband very happy. And I was like, that was cute because I was like, mm-hmm. do you want to know a secret?
Yeah.
But I was like, because it's weird because on the one hand, I was like, it was kind of a cute moment. It was flattering flattering in like a cute old man way. But it was also like, why are you, course I'm, I maybe I had my ring on. Maybe that's why he said it. But mm-hmm. I was just like,
mm-hmm.
guess what? I'm a lesbian.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Gotcha, sucker. But yeah, so I guess that's our final thoughts on there why. And way too many thoughts.
Because too many of the guys smell like poop. That's final answer.
Yeah, we talked way too much about butts. Apologies. I don't know why we always end up there. I was not a willing participant. I was a hostage like the women on the Dubai Jets. That's what I apologize. I was. Okay, friends. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to check out the Patreon, and we will see you next week.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.